The group Help Find Juno Missing People was started by Kirsten Farnsworth when her brother Doug went missing last fall. Doug's body was found in early November, but Farnsworth stayed on as a moderator to help others who were going through what she went through.
Yeah, I mean, the page kind of, it's kind of my way of bereavement and grief.
For her, the page is a way to honor her brother. She's not alone in this. The page's other moderators are also people who've had a loved one go missing. And for Farnsworth, it wasn't just her brother's case that was personal.
I'm kind of close to a good chunk of random missing people.
One decision she's had to enforce as a moderator, keeping the page Juno-specific. People have come to post missing people from Anchorage and other places.
I feel like if we start focusing on other areas like that, people will stop paying as much attention when it's somebody from Juno.
Whenever this happens, Farnsworth tries to make sure that the person has access to other resources, like the Seeking Alaska's Missing page. Then she takes the post down.
Because, I mean, everyone matters. Like, it doesn't matter what city they're in. They still definitely matter.
Late last year, Davina Merchant's cousin Clifford White went missing, too. She was also a moderator of the Facebook group. She's known Farnsworth since they were kids. When her cousin went missing, the police said they didn't know where to look for him. So White's family had to organize the search efforts themselves. She says she got a lot of leads from people saying they saw her cousin get beat up in a parking lot, or they'd tell her where they thought she should go look, but none of them were helpful.
And when somebody starts telling a story, I think it's because they've heard somebody else say it, and so they kind of like add to this, I don't know. It's just, it was nothing but lies.
After 5 months, White's body was recovered in Juno's wetlands. It took a few days before the state medical examiner's office could confirm that it was him. But people were speculating on Facebook.
When my cousin's body was found, everybody just assumed it was him. And they were already posting it, that he was found. And I was like, before I turned everything off, I was just like, out of respect, you know, you got to wait until the autopsy is done, you know, so we can find out, you know, like you can't just assume that it's him when there's a whole lot of people in this town that are missing still. And so I shut my phone off because it was just too much.
Since the group started last October, it's been a place for people to share information about missing people in Juneau, but it's also for sharing resources. The group is called Help Find Juno Missing People. There's action in that name. It's a group that's trying to do something about all the missing people in town. On the page, it says, everybody is somebody someone. Last week, the Juno Police Department reopened its own page for active missing cases. But Farnsworth isn't sure that people will know to check that page regularly. What she really wants is an alert system that would draw immediate attention to someone's case when they go missing. In Juno, I'm Yvonne Crumry.